In an unincorporated part of Los Angeles County, in the Santa Monica Mountains, there's a piece of land for sale. It's not quite an acre. It's in Topanga Canyon, near the home of commentator Rick Cleveland.
I don't know what the asking price for this piece of land is, but I wouldn't recommend you buy it, even if they're practically giving it away. It's not that I don't like Topanga Canyon. I do. In fact, I love it. It's beautiful and maybe just a little weird. When we first moved to the canyon almost 4 years ago, when I typed in the words Topanga on Amazon.com, only two titles came up. One was The Topanga Story by Louise Armstrong York. The second title offered was UFOs Over Topanga Canyon by Preston Dennett. I ordered both. The Topanga Story is a coffee table-sized tome about, well, the history of Topanga Canyon. There are photographs from the 19th century and a couple that depict a snowstorm from sometime in the 40s, but there are an awful lot of photographs from the 60s and 70s, an era when the canyon was home to Neil Young, Stephen Stills, Linda Ronstadt, Lowell George from Little Feet, and some, if not all, of the Eagles. Topanga Canyon was the geographic heart of the classic rock era. Just like Deadwood, South Dakota, has at least three bars that claim to own the actual death chair of gunfighter Wild Bill Hickok, Topanga Canyon seems to have dozens of houses whose present owners claim, you know, Neil Young used to live in this house. Neil Young did not live in my house. There's a real sense of community here, albeit one with a somewhat patchouli-scented, tie-dye-wearing, ponytailed quality. There's a roadside stand that sells crystals, a weekly newspaper called the Topanga Messenger, and an outdoor theater called the Will Gear Theatricum Botanicum. There's also a pretty much permanent homeless community who live in tents along the creek called Creekers. There are friendly people and a few people who I wouldn't exactly call friendly. There are millionaires who live in giant architectural monstrosities, and people who live in trailers and converted school buses. But getting back to that piece of land for sale just up the road from us, it's on an impossibly tight curve, and there's no good parking, and in order to get to it, you have to scramble up a chaparral-covered hillside the way you would if being chased by a serial killer. There's probably a coyote den nearby, and who knows, maybe even a bobcat or a mountain lion. There are thousands of marine fossils, clam and mussel shells and snails and corkscrew-shaped turritellas and barnacles. There's no house there. As far as I can tell, there never has been. So unless he collected fossils, I can pretty much guarantee you one thing. Neil Young never lived there.
Rick Cleveland writes for the HBO program 6 Feet Under.